Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
Here's great news. Studies show that including lean pork in your diet can help you lose weight while maintaining more lean tissue, including muscle. Eating lean pork helps you feel fuller longer after you eat and gives your body the high-quality protein it needs. Celebrate your leanness during October Pork Month. Find great pork recipes and cooking tips at pork.org/cooking. This message brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org.
This is Derek Wolf for Beef. Beefing up and getting lean is essential to my performance on the field, so I make beef a part of my training plan. There are more than 35 lean cuts of beef, and 3 ounces of beef contains at least 25 grams of protein and 10 essential nutrients. Best of all, it's easy to prepare. Beef, it's what's for dinner in the Wolf household. Check out my favorite recipes at cobeef.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Welcome back to The Barn in Depth. Here's Brian Ulmer.
The Farm Bill was on Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture Don Brown's mind for this month's interview.
The House has got some real strong language changes or provisions they want on SNAP work requirements. Senator Roberts from Kansas is adamant that it's already there if we simply enforce them. We're seeing some Conaway and the Representative Conaway wants some changes as far as base acres and how that's handled. Senator Roberts doesn't agree with that. So we've got some real contentious things going here. The ironic thing is over on the Senate side, Stanabow, who's the minority ranking member on that committee, and Senator Roberts, who's the Republican Democrat, they get along well. They want this thing to move ahead, and so hopefully we'll get something. What I don't like is it suspends some programs, like the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. No one can sign up now. CRP, you can't sign up now till we get either an extension or a new bill. So there's some programs that are going to get held up that affect people.
And we've talked about the Farm Bill for several months now, and I keep bringing out that I didn't think they was going to have enough time, and sure enough, that's what happened. They didn't have enough time.
I think they had plenty of time. It's just how they used their time.
Well, that's true. There's much more of the interview with Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture Don Brown online inside the barn. And finally, the Colorado Livestock Association and agriculture in the state of Colorado has lost a leader, an advocate, and a great friend. Don Rutledge lost his life in an auto accident. He was a past president of the Colorado Livestock Association and unselfishly served on numerous boards, commissions, advisory groups, and search committees. He will be greatly missed. The celebration of life for Don Rutledge will be held October 12th at 2 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Yuma, Colorado, located at 110 West 4th Avenue. More details are posted online inside the barn, or you can visit ColoradoLivestock.org.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.